Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. USA Prepares with Vincent Finelli. GCN.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show. We're talking to Dean DeWolf today. He and Raymond D'Amico started and are founders of Silver Botanicals. They make the best of the products that we all need. Sometimes you don't know that you need them or that they're actually there, that somebody makes these, like a dog spray that kills bacteria with silver in it. All of these items have silver in it, which make them extremely unique. Dean DeWolf joins us today, and I was asking him before the break about the humidifier mist spray or the humidifier additive. Silver mist humidifier additive. And how does one use that and for what purpose, Dean?
So the silver mist is a concentrate, and what you do is you take one part of the silver mist and dilute it with about 9 parts of distilled water. We definitely recommend using distilled water over tap water when you're humidifying or nebulizing into your environment. But what it has is the colloidal silver in a good health, you know, a good strong concentration, and along with a lot of strong concentration of essential oils that support respiratory health. So one of the difficulties with colloidal silver is if you want to use it for any kind of respiratory support is actually delivering that to the membrane, you know, the lungs into the nasal cavity. And so one of the best ways that we found out or discovered or determined was an effective way of doing that is through using these ultrasonic nebulizers or humidifiers, these cold mist humidifiers, which really just aerosolize the solution in the humidifier tank into small droplets that could carry the colloidal silver and also the blend of essential oils in small little droplets that you can inhale and bring those into contact with the tissues that are inflamed or whatever that you may be having, you know, respiratory support for during.
Well, let me ask you a question then. On this, now, you know, we have these nebulizers at the Power Mall. They're small and you just kind of suck it in and breathe it in. You can put the silver in it. But could you or should you, and I need to ask this question because so many of the people have these nebulizers, should you use the silver mist, the ultrasonic humidifier additive concentrate in that nebulizer or not?
We wouldn't recommend it. We have some models that are on our website. Most of the general models that, you know, that are out there that we, at least on our website, we have a list of models that we've tested and we know that works well with it. Some of these, you know, niche brands of nebulizers, there potentially could be some problems with it. We just don't know until we actually get a model in our hand and test it. I mean, you definitely wouldn't want to put the concentrated in undiluted, but if you dilute it 1 to 10, typically it's not going to interfere with a lot of these transducers, these little piezoelectric materials that nebulize and cause for that mist to form. But if you were to try, I would start off with a much higher dilution, maybe 1 to 20 or something. Start with that. I mean, at that point, you're pretty much very close to just being almost all water or, you know, a big part water. So if you wanted to try it, I would recommend just trying at a much higher dilution first and slowly bringing it down and seeing if there's any problems that are being experienced.
Okay, and I would encourage you to please, if you want to go to their website, silver-botanicals.com, and see the products there. You can see them at the Power Mall. And then please purchase from the Power Mall. Please, please, please purchase from the Power Mall. They've got a beautiful website with everything listed there, and I know that you can check that out, the gifts of the Magi, all of those items. Maybe if you could test one of our nebulizers and then let us know if it works or not, or maybe I can talk to you off air and we can see if that's a nebulizer you're familiar with, and then that way we can give the answer to our listeners, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to do it.
Oh, thank you so much. Tell everybody there, we appreciate them so much. Tell Raymond that we'd love to have him back on next time. And thank you, Dean, for amazing products that you and Raymond have brought us. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too, Joyce.
All right. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Joining us today, Kurt Haskell, who was kind enough to sit in for me on the Power Hour and bring some most interesting programs to all of you. Well, he is joining us today as a guest, and I am so glad to have him joining us today. He's a retired trial attorney. He graduated from Thomas Cooley Law School in 1999, and you will recall that on Christmas Day in 2009, he and his wife, Lori, were passengers on Northwest Flight 253. That's the one the infamous Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the underwear bomber, allegedly tried to destroy the plane with a bomb hidden in his underwear. Though it didn't detonate, it caused a fire, emergency landing, and of course brought in those machines that we all have to get cooked in when we go to the airports. Anyway, he is joining us today. He decided to try and tell the FBI what really happened. They weren't interested. And then he tried to run for office for Congress in Michigan's 7th District, and he lost, unfortunately, by a small margin, and they decided to escape the United States and move to Costa Rica. Thank you so very much, Kurt Haskell, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
No problem. Great to be back on, Joyce.
Oh, and it was great to have you sit in for me when I was totally ineffective and unable to be here. But I appreciate that so very much. Well, talk to me about how you see things, because you see them from outside the United States. You're an attorney. You have escaped, if you will, from the United States, living in Costa Rica. Talk to me about what you see is important in the global news today.
Sure. Well, I'm seeing some very troubling signs, and I put together a list I would like to go over today, a list of 20 things that I think are pointing towards imminent disaster in the United States. And
okay.
I think it's important that your listeners know, or at least take a look and think logically about some of these signs, and I think that they should be informed of what's going on, because I don't think the United States government is adequately telling the citizens of the United States what's going on and adequately preparing them.
Well, let me just add that, my goodness, you know, here Greece is about ready to pull out of the EU, and I mean, they are, like, going to devastate every other country, and you've got Fox Business News focusing on the Confederate flag, and they're not even mentioning the fact that the dominoes might start falling after Greece crumbles, or if it does. I'm not even talking about it, but they're talking about a Confederate flag, which is, of course, the reason why all the crime occurs in this country. I mean, it's just crazy, absolutely crazy. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Exactly, and that is one of the 20 factors I have, the imminent default of Greece, because you have all these derivatives which tie all the big banks together, and if a government like Greece goes down, it's going to trigger trillions in derivatives, and it will take down Deutsche Bank, the biggest bank in the world, which will take down some of the other banks, which could take all the big banks down. So that's one of the 20 items. But, you know, since I was on the underwear bomber plane, I've kind of learned how to look at these events and take out what's important and not, and think of them logically and try and put two and two together and come up with what actually is going on. So if you would, I'd like to mention some of the items on
okay.
the list.
Please.
California is about ready to run out of water. They're saying California will have no water by next year. Well, California produces a large amount of crops in the United States, and by itself, if it was a country, it would be the fourth largest economy in the world. Yet there's no backup plan for what happens if California runs out of water. They're just talking about, well, it's going to run out of water next year, and we need, you know, to cut back on water use. Well, what happens if it runs out of water? Why isn't there a backup plan to get California water somehow? So what
Good
I take
point.
Out of that is there's really no regard for California and the West Coast at all. If it runs out of water, the U.S. seems to be okay with that. Okay, so just put that on hold for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Next, April 14th, and these are in no particular order of importance. April 14th, 2015, the New York branch of the U.S. Federal Reserve worried that a natural disaster or other event could shut down its marketing operations, has added staff and bulked up its satellite office in Chicago. So what this story tells me is that the Federal Reserve Bank is very concerned about a natural disaster on the East Coast affecting New York, and not Chicago. So possibly maybe something to do with water coming into New York. So that's what I take out of that story. Okay, next. April 8th, 2015. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Command, is moving its communications equipment to the Cold War-era mountain bunker at Cheyenne Mountain because it's EMP hardened. According to Admiral William Gortney, I quote, "My primary concern was, are we going to have space inside the mountain for everybody who wants to move in there? And I'm not at liberty to discuss who's moving in there." So here we have concern and an admission that possibly different government agencies or important government persons may need to move inside a mountain bunker. Okay, next story. the out-of-control spending going on in the U.S. There's no regard for running up the national debt at all, and it's gotten so bad that on March 15, 2015, the national debt clock was just stopped because it's just gone so ridiculous.
Wait a minute. So, when did they stop that? I was not aware of that.
Yes, March 15, 2015. They just shut it off completely because it's just gone so ridiculous.
So the problem's over then by shutting off the clock.
Yeah, I guess the problem's over, right?
Yeah, kind of like taking down the flag, and then the problem will be gone. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So what that tells me is maybe there's a reason the United States isn't concerned about its debt. That's what I take out of this, putting two and two together.
Okay. Good point.
Next. All the worldwide tensions between U.S. and Russia and U.S. and China over possibly starting World War III. There's many, many stories on that, so I don't think I need to go into detail on that. Number six would be the Greek default, which we already mentioned. Number seven.
You know what? Let me ask you a little bit more about it. What are your thoughts on the Greek default? Do you, you know, today they're supposed to make a decision whether or not they're going to go ahead and take this latest offer. And if they do, you know, I mean, I guess we'll wait till the next problem occurs. But if not, they said they will not be paying their bills by July and they'll be out of the EU by July. What are your thoughts on how significant this is? And then do you believe the predictions that in 10 days the ripple effect will hit the United States?
Yes, I think it's very significant, and I think the ripple effect will hit the U.S., maybe even faster than that. I don't know. It's going to hit the European banks first, especially Deutsche Bank and some of the French banks. They have the most derivatives on a Greek default, so they're going to be devastated. You're talking about wiping out the economy of France and Germany overnight, practically. And all these large banks are tied together. They all have different swapping derivatives. So if one big bank goes down, it's like a house of cards. They all fall down. So I could see then Bank of America going down, you know, and Chase Bank, you know, and a lot of the big U.S. banks too. So yeah, I think it's a huge event, and it's just a matter of when. Greece can't pay its bills regardless. They're going to default, you know, unless the debt is written off for some reason, which I don't see. So it's just a matter of kicking the can and a question of when, not if, is how I see it. Yeah, I think it's a huge event.
Do you think Greece is going to acquiesce and accept this latest, you know, kind of not very good offer, or do you think that they will leave the EU?
Well, the problem with Greece is they don't have money to pay this debt back at all. No matter what deal they make, they can't pay it back. So any deal they make is simply kicking the can down the road a little bit. Will they leave the EU? Yeah, I think they're going to have to leave the EU because what they need to do is devalue their currency, and they can't devalue their currency if they're part of the euro. So they're going to need to go back to the drachma to devalue their currency.
And I understand they're already doing the drachma now, making the drachma now so that they will, you know, I mean, that kind of is a dead giveaway. Maybe it's a plan B, but it's kind of a dead giveaway, don't you think?
Yes, exactly. I think what they're going to do is default, leave the euro, and make some sort of pipeline deal with Russia, which they've been talking about for quite some time, and maybe get some advance on the pipeline payments from Russia just to get by in the interim. So that's kind of how I see it ultimately. But the European Union is desperate to not have a default, but there's no way around it, really. That's why you just keep seeing all this can kicking, because the European Union knows that if Greece goes, Italy's going to go, Spain's going to go, Ireland's going to go, and that's going to be the end of the euro and the end of all the major banks that have derivatives on this. So, yeah, I think that's a huge event. So, back to my list. September 24th, 2015, Pope Francis will become the first pope to speak to both houses of Congress, and then he's going to give a speech at the UN. So what I take out of this is the pope believes something very, very important is going to be going on around this time, September 24th of this year. Next, the U.S. economy itself is on the edge of imminent financial collapse, and the dollar losing its currency reserve status. Again, the U.S. economy itself is a house of cards, too. It's being held together with smoke and mirrors, basically. Mm-hmm. And the plug can be pulled at any time.
Let me ask you, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but have you seen the Ron Paul message8.com? Have you seen that?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. Let me just tell you, in the U.S., he has bought airtime like crazy on Fox and CNN advertising this Ron Paul message, the numeral 8.com. When we come back, I'll tell you about it because it is dire. It is serious, and he pulls no punches. We'll be back with our guest, Kurt Haskell, after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back.
back to Power Hour. Thank you for being a part of this today. We're talking with Kurt Haskell. He is an attorney. He vacated this country, went to Costa Rica, where he lives with his wife now, former attorney or non-practicing attorney now. But he stays in the know of what's happening. And we're talking about 20 items that mean that we're just about ready to crump, the world's financial system is. I was talking about Ron Paul Message 8. And the reason I wanted to mention this, ladies and gentlemen, is you can watch it. RonPaulMessage8.com is that he talks about it's going to be, you know, violence in the streets. There's going to be no food. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be not able to get your cash. I mean, he talks about everything, but he talks about the reason why. And, of course, it has to do with the currency. It has to do with the IMF. It has to do with the manner in which the debt has grown, and they don't have any chance or desire to ever want to pay it off. They keep saying, we need to pay off that debt. Really? And all these years you haven't done it. And, you know, then he says, Kurt, when the interest rate starts to climb, that's when the trouble's going to come here, because we will not be able to make the interest on the debt. Once the interest rate begins to climb, it's going to be our demise also. And that may be one of the things you're going to talk about. But that's huge. But anyway, Ron Paul is very serious. I mean, I've never seen him so serious. So just to the listeners, you may want to watch that. All right, let's go on with your items here, please, Kurt.
Sure. Just finishing up number 8, I'm talking about the loss of the U.S. dollar's world reserve currency status. So if the U.S. loses that, and it will, at some point in the near future, you're talking about a loss of the value of the dollar of maybe 90%. So you can imagine what effect that would have on the U.S. And countries around the world are getting rid of the dollar like crazy. It's happening one after another after another. In bilateral trade between themselves and also in the oil trade, which has been used to prop up the dollar for many years. So, number 9 on my list, February 16th of this year, Google co-founder Vint Cerf says everyone should start printing everything off of the internet. And I quote, "Digital technology could turn the 21st century into a new dark age lost to history." So what this one tells me is, this is the founder of Google. He's concerned about a permanent loss of the internet.
Wow.
So think of what may cause that. Okay, next item on the list. March 9, 2015. China completes its new SWIFT system for international bank transfers, which will be operational by, here's that date again, September 2015. Now, some people may say it's just trying to break free from the U.S. The U.S. has the only SWIFT system of international bank transfers right now. But I look at it a little differently. I think China is concerned of a breakdown in a non-operational U.S. SWIFT system. So that's what I take out of this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think about what may cause that to happen. Okay, number 11 on my list, May 20th, 2015, quoting President Obama, climate change, pay real close attention to the specific words in this one. Climate change constitutes a serious threat to global security and immediate risk to our national security, and it will impact how our military defends our country. And so we need to act, and we need to act now. So here's what I take out of this. He doesn't say global warming. He says climate change. Now, being a lawyer, you're taught to use specific words, which may make people think one thing when it actually means another thing. So I don't think he's talking about global warming here. I think he's talking about something else, a weather-related event. Yes. And look at what he says. It's a threat to global security, and it's an immediate risk to our national security. And we need to act now. So just keep that on the back burner for a few moments.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay. Number 12, May 13, 2014, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, and I quote, We have 500 days to avoid climate chaos. Okay, this is May 13, 2014. So the 500 days are up the last week of September. Again, we have that date again, September 2015. And he doesn't say global warming, climate chaos. So what is he talking about here?
Ooh, let's talk about that after this three-minute break. Climate chaos. We'll come back with Kurt Haskell. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Aren't you glad you tuned in today?
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being part of us today. I want to thank you for supporting the Power Mall and purchasing from the Power Mall. And the way you do that is you call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And remember, the wonderful opportunity we have right now for veterans is that for every heart drop, Strauss heart drops that you purchase yesterday and today, Strauss Heart Drops will give away one to a veteran. Now, this is an awesome thing. And we get to choose the veterans, too. And I appreciate them so very much in doing this, because a lot of these vets don't have the money. They were made sick by serving their country, though they thought they were doing the right thing in many cases. So it'll be available Please purchase your heart drops from the Power Mall. And also, you just heard Dean DeWolf on the program. And if you purchase a $100 or more from the Power Mall, you will get a vitamin C botanical. That's for your face. An ounce bottle of the vitamin C botanical for only $5. And that is really awesome. So take advantage of that. But that's only for 20 people. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We've got a lot of other specials. I'm not going to go into them now, but please call the Power Mall and ask them what you got on special there, and they'll tell you. We're talking to Kurt Haskell today about the world events and what may very well bring about a crisis in the world global situation. And the thing that you mentioned before the break, your 20 reasons why we're going to have a huge hiccup, it seems like, in the world's economy, is a weather crisis. Is that what you said? A weather crisis?
Well, number 12 on my list is the French foreign minister stating we have five, and this is the quote, we have 500 days to avoid climate chaos, with the 500 days being up the last week of September this year. So what strikes me as interesting about the statement is he doesn't talk about global warming. He doesn't say what specifically, but he says chaos. And what's even more striking to me about this quote is he says 500 days, a very specific amount of time. So, you know, if you're talking about global warming or some weather-related event, they're not easily that calculable. You cannot conclude to that sort of an exact date unless it's some sort of an approaching object from the sky. Then maybe you could, for instance, a meteor, an asteroid, something like that. So I just thought that was very interesting, because if you're going to do an estimate and say, you know, the polar ice caps are melting due to global warming, we're going to, you know, we're going to have a problem in a few years or a couple years, you wouldn't come out and say 500 days. It's just a very strange amount.
Yeah.
So that tells me we're talking about a more specific weather-related event that can be calculated. So,
yeah.
Number 13 on my list, April 6, 2015. Inuit elders from Canada's Arctic say the following, and I quote, the sun rises at a different position now, not where it used to previously. They now have longer daylight to hunt. The sun is higher than earlier, and it gets warmer much more quickly. The change in climate is not due to global warming, but rather the Earth has shifted. So that's very interesting to me, because you're talking about a group being up at the Arctic Circle, where the sun is easy to view where it rises and sets. So here they're talking about a shift in the Earth's magnetic pole that's so large that it's affecting their lives, and they can see it with their own eyes. So very interesting to me. Now think about what may cause a shift in the Earth's magnetic poles. Okay.
And number what would 14, that be? But what would that be?
Well, it could be a large magnetic body out in space that is pulling on the Earth's magnetic pole, causing the Earth to shift. That's kind of what I'm getting at here, possibly. It could be other things, too. It could be that the molten core of the Earth is shifting and causing the poles to shift, too, or something along those lines, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, number 14 on my list, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, which provides data on the location of the Earth's magnetic poles, and it has data going back to the year 1590, indicates that the poles are shifting now at a speed greater than at any time since they've been keeping records, and it's accelerating. So number 15 on my list, multiple sources are indicating a huge increase in the amount and severity of earthquakes and volcanoes. So, again, this could be tied to the shifting of the Earth's magnetic poles. also.
Mm-hmm.
Number 16, there has been an excessive and increased amount of spraying of chemtrails recently. Many people are reporting this. And we're not being told what they're for. Obviously, it's related to weather in some form or fashion. We don't know what exactly. They're very mum on this, so it's a very top secret reason for the spraying of the chemtrails. We don't know, but whatever it is, whatever the reason is, it's becoming more of a priority because we're seeing more spraying and more frequently and excessive spraying. Okay, 17 on my list. This goes back a ways. It goes back to 1999. It's an interview with Father Malachi Martin done by Art Bell. And Father Malachi Martin was a professor at the Vatican's Biblical Institute. And Art Bell asked him, why does the Vatican have a telescope in Arizona? And which is a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
And his response is very interesting. And here it is. I'll quote. What's going on in space? What's approaching us? Could be of great import in the next 5 or 10 years. Now, this interview was done in 1999. So, obviously, he was off on his timeline, but it doesn't mean he's off on his subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the Vatican put up a telescope for a reason. I mean, think about the Vatican. It has all of these ancient texts, ancient books that nobody else is allowed to see in its library, a history of the world, if you will. And if any place would have a record of a celestial body that comes to Earth at a calculable time, it would be the Vatican. So why would the Vatican have a telescope up? It, for the reason Malachi Martin states, it's expecting a celestial body to approach the Earth. So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Number 18. There are very many recent pictures and videos all over the internet showing two suns in the sky at the same time. And they're not Photoshop. Some of them are impossible to Photoshop. When you're looking at videos and pictures of multiple angles showing the two suns moving in the sky on different sides, what have you. So it's not due to Photoshop, some of them anyway. So you have to ask yourself, how is this possible? What is the other sun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next item, number 19. Hopefully I'm not boring you with this.
No, this is fascinating because what you're doing is bringing up a lot of issues that we may not have thought about, you know, other than the main things like the Grexit or the Greek exit, you know, those things we hear about somewhat. But all these other things are fascinating because you're bringing it all together and it's all coming down around September. That's what I find so amazing is that it all seems to intersect in September.
Right. And what I'll tie it all together at the end, because what I like to do is just think of all these logically and how they fit together like a puzzle. And I'll kind of give my analysis at the end. I may be wrong. I don't have any inside information. I'm just taking the available data and drawing the most logical inferences from the data.
Mm-hmm.
So number 19 on my list. December 30th, this is going back a ways too, 1993, from the Washington Post. Here's the title of the article. Possibly as large as Jupiter, mystery heavenly body discovered. And I quote from the article, a force generated by something invisible to the naked eye was mysteriously tugging at the orbits of Uranus and Neptune. So here what they're getting at is there's a huge object. You're talking about something with enough magnetic pull to move the planets Uranus and Neptune, which also indicates that it's in our solar system. This is from 1993, or at least close enough to affect our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's able to move huge planets like Uranus and Neptune, it would surely be large enough to make the poles shift on the Earth if it got close enough, and also move the Earth's rotation. So now, obviously, something like this would be very, very hush-hush, and we saw stories about this in the 1980s. You can see from various sources on the Internet that are still there. And this is one of the last ones in the early 90s, because obviously there was some sort of decree to make this very hush-hush. But there it is from the Washington Post, a respected paper. And, of course, number 20 on my list, which we haven't touched on, but I'm sure you've talked about this in some of your other shows, are the Jade Helm exercises.
All right.
So we have Jade Helm starting supposedly July 15th, going through the middle of September. Personally, I don't believe that it will be confined to seven states. We've seen pictures of military vehicles and operations taking place all over the United States already. They're remodeling closed Walmart stores for who knows what reason, but that tells me this is more of a long-term deal than 60 days that they're saying. They wouldn't be remodeling Walmart stores just for a 60-day exercise.
Right.
They're putting tanks, for God's sake, throughout the United States, stationing military members throughout the United States. There's been reports of UN helicopters and vehicles spotted. You can see the pictures of them on the Internet. And when I look at this is, I don't believe that the United States is going through all this trouble with Jade Helm, this great deal of planning, great deal of expense to just say, oh, it's September 15th. Our exercise is now over. We're going to undo everything we just did now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that at all. And if you think of it logically, if the U.S. knew something was going to happen that would cause chaos in the United States, it would put all the pieces in place first to deal with the chaos. So I think what Jade Helm is it's going to be dealing with an impending disaster, the one, again, we see Jade Helm ending in September. Here's that date again. So I think before the end of Jade Helm, or coinciding with it maybe that week after, you're going to see a major event. Now, from the 20 points I've stated, it appears to me that most likely there's going to be some sort of weather-related event that can be predictable, whether it's a meteor, an asteroid, or possibly even planet Nibiru. As crazy as that sounds, I hate to even say that because people are going to call me crazy for even mentioning it, but I'm just looking at the data and drawing inferences from that. So logically, I think a weather-related event is in the know in the U.S. government, and they're setting up all the pieces in place for that. Now, it could be a real weather-related event, or it could be a created one by HAARP. I don't know. The U.S. does have the HAARP technology to modify the weather, because what I see economically, I don't think that the economy will collapse first. And the reason I don't think that is because the people of the United States would then go after the bankers and politicians and blame them and want to kill them. So What's going to happen is, in my opinion, most likely you're going to see a weather-related event followed by economic collapse. Possibly also in the chaos, World War III, where the U.S. is attacked while it's devastated. Something along those lines, I think, is what all these factors point to. Now, call me crazy, but again, I'm just a messenger here, looking at the facts as I see them, what's most likely to happen. So I don't know. Do you have a different opinion on this, Joyce?
No, I think you're pretty close.
That's kind of how I see it.
Yeah. No, but we have a couple of callers. They may disagree or agree. I don't know. So let's go to them. Ray in Texas, you're on the air with our guest today, Kurt Haskell. Go ahead, please, Ray.
Me?
Ray, are you there?
This is Larry.
Go ahead, please. Oh, Larry in Texas? Hello. Go ahead, please, Larry.
Yes. Kurt, how you doing, man?
Hey,
are
good morning.
Lighting?
Yeah. Yes, how you doing, Larry?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I missed you last night, man. Sorry, dude. Just, you know, driving a truck gets kind of busy.
No problem.
Hey, a lot of things I kind of agree with you on. Some, the Nibiru thing, I'm not sure. But
okay.
On your topic of talking about the debt and banks collapsing, really the only people that get hurt when the banks, big banks, go under, per se, are the bank owners. People like me that might do farming and stuff like that, we can barter, sell, and trade, and life goes on. Meanwhile, the bankers, if they lose everything, well, they kind of lose their power hold, too. On the end of, well, I won't say end of the world, excuse me on that. Book of Revelation does talk about wormwood wiping out a third of mankind. And Yahweh also talks about if he didn't intervene, eventually mankind would destroy itself. You know, powers that be are kind of wackos. And at this point, when they pinpoint stuff like that, who knows? We know that they hate our country because of what we represent.
And wait a minute, who hates our country? Who hates our country?
Rothschilds and their minions.
Well, I don't know that they hate the country, but I do believe that, you know, they're in it for themselves, obviously.
Well, no, they've made it quite clear that they want to topple this country. We stand in their way of having their pretty little one-world government.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if you read all their writings that they say, and that's what I mean when I say that, they hate us. Because what we represent, we're a thorn in their side, so to speak. We're in their way, inconvenient as it is. But, you know, so they could use technology, because let's face it, if we fell, you know, I hear commercial coming, but think about it, if we fall, there's the last vestige of liberty and people fighting against them that really stand up and say no.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it, Ray. We'll be back, Larry, after this 3-minute break, final segment with Kurt Haskell. Stay tuned. Wow, this gives you a lot to think about. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Kurt Haskell, attorney who lives in Costa Rica now, joining us today, talking about the 20 reasons why, oh my word, it sounds bad for September. Did you want to respond to anything that Ray said, or should we move on?
No, let's move on.
Okay.
He stated his opinion, and that's fine. Everyone has their own opinion on this, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect everyone to agree with everything I'm saying.
All right. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Have you heard of Flood the System at floodthesystem.net?
I have not.
I have not either.
Well, starting September 1st, you can read about it, but they mention climate chaos where they're trying to get people to demonstrate. On the Facebook event, it has 8,300 people who have RSVP'd to it. But, yeah, it's interesting to see that they just mentioned, and when you search for the word climate, the only term is climate chaos and climate crisis that come up. And what we need to do, as Ray just said, is what we should have done earlier is equitable commerce media like community currencies and time banks and swap shops and barter networks, cooperatives and community gardens, all of which should be public rather than privately managed and to benefit a private, owner who would get a cut of each transaction. That's why they should be public. So what do you say to that?
Well, you know, that's going to be needed if you're talking about wiping out the economy and, you know, a weather-related event, too. You're talking about going back to the dark ages, at least temporarily, on a system of barter. But is it going to happen? No, it's not going to happen because the government doesn't want you to know what's coming. It wants you to prepare as little as possible for what's coming. So, yeah, that will be the result after many millions of people die, I'm afraid.
Okay.
They always do spring up during any panic, depression, recession. We have community currencies, especially because they're tangible, and that's why I support them the most, because they're not digital and you don't rely on a computer. So, like I said, in the Flood the System starting September 1st, occurring September 1st, seems to be like a pre-orchestrated collapse. And so the answer, as I know, Joyce, you've heard me say before, are these other commerce media, and because, you know, human productivity is limited only by time. That's why they are based on time. And, we have the TPP and all these other things. How much worse does it need to get before we realize that governments cannot be trusted to control the issue of the currency and credit without usury and without some other kind of rigging?
So true. So true. Thank you very much, Chris, for the phone call. I appreciate that. Yeah, how much more do we need to go down this road before we say, you know, we're going into a black hole? One of the things that I believe, and I'd like to ask your opinion on this, is, Kurt, to me, I think what we do is we go to the government, purchase our rope to go and set at their table to braid the rope to hang ourselves and our families with. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what's going on in a nutshell. I mean, we're supposed to be the employers of the government, but it's turned out to be that we're the slaves of the government instead.
So true. Thank you, Kurt, for joining us today. Look forward to having you back on again. Excellent information. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
You have a blessed day. We will see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the truth. Wherever you find it, we want to be involved in providing the truth to all of our listeners. And tomorrow's program, we're going to have Beth Clay on, health freedom, forced vaccinations, psychiatric drugs, and also Scott Bennett regarding what the military believes. We'll talk to them tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless.